And we'll pick up where we left off in the 11th park. Let's just screen share so everyone can see where we are. And with that, we begin. Okay, if you remember last time, a little while back, but last time we were talking about the remarkable Gemara that spoke about threes, clusters of three. Right? Thanking Hashem that He gave us a three-part Torah to a three-part nation, and He gave it to us by the third of His family, Moshe Rabbeinu, and He gave it to us on the third day of preparation in the third month of Sivan. And we explained last time how the number three represents sort of this beautiful balance, which is in many ways the essence of Torah, of Yashrus, which that was the key word, Yashrus. Right? Yashar, Yisrael, as opposed to, let's say, Avram to the right side of the spectrum, Yitzchak to the left, Yisrael, Yaakov, represents balance. And that's why we're called Bnei Yisrael, and we're called Yeshurun. And we spoke about the Yashrus of Moshe Rabbeinu. And we spoke about how the month of Sivan is sort of like the nicest weather in a certain sense, even though Nisan we think of as being Hashem's kindness, taking us out of Mitzrayim. But the word Yashar was sort of the key word, that Yashrus. And if you remember, the whole purpose of this parak is really to, again, to address a question that we raised from the philosophers, which is, let's be honest, how are you going to become a more lofty spiritual person by studying, Shor and Bor and Maver and Hever? How are you going to study the Arba Avos Nezikin and become a godly person? This one's barrel bumped into this one's ox, basically all of Bava Kama is sort of what the Maral keeps picking on as the example of, like, that's going to make you a godly person. I mean, that'll make for a just society. That'll make for a functional civilization. But how does one attach oneself to God by studying the minutiae, the details of physical reality? That was sort of the bam kasha of the philosophers. So the Maral has been busy explaining to us that if we understand the yashrus of the Torah, if we believe how precise and how balanced the Torah is, we'll recognize that yashar goes with emes, and emes goes with yashar. And therefore, the truthfulness of the Torah, the perfection of the Torah, the Torah Hashem Tamima, the Yashrus of the Torah, allows it to be the most direct and perfect way to have a relationship with Hashem. And if that's the goal of study, to have Dveikus B'Hashem, that I should attach my mind to the mind of my Creator, so then Torah is perfect. It doesn't matter if I'm studying Shor or Bor or Mava or Hever. It doesn't matter if I'm in the Arbavos Nezikin or if I'm studying Kisvei Arizal and the Zohar on Maisa Merkava. The bottom line, if it's Torah, it's Yosher. It's a direct path to Hashem. And that's really what's one of the amazing things. I spoke about it on the night leading into Simchas Torah. I think, Yaakov, you were there, right? When I spoke about how Torah is really this remarkably precise gift that was given to us in this balanced way that somehow is rooted in physical reality and yet is able to reach all the way to the heavens, to be able to connect us to a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the most direct and precise way. And it can be the smallest bit of Torah. Torah is relevant and equal to everyone. Again, you can learn it on different levels, but everyone has access to the Torah. And that's why, again, I pointed out over Simchas Torah, that Rav Chaim Brisker said that what's so amazing about Torah is that a school child, a first grader, who's just learning how to read Chumash, can read the same pasuk that the Gadol Hador reads, and it's equally relevant to both of them. So with that, let's pick up where we left off. Ki mailas haTorah mitzad haYosher shelo timtza b'chol nivraim. Again, the advantage of Torah over all other created beings is that it has this direct connection to Hashem, this perfection to it. And therefore, we need to be thankful again to Hashem that Hashem gave us this Torah of threes. Again, going back to all those threes that the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Peches told us about. Because that is the advantage that Torah has over everything, and that it's perfectly balanced. Everything else has its bias, it has its inclinations, it has its imperfections. The Torah is perfectly balanced and perfect in its presentation. Velokin hanivraim kulam. You don't find that by any other created thing. It's not a created thing. It's one with his kulam. Yeshlam yitziyam in hayosher. Again, when we talk about something that's imperfect, it means that it's straying from the derech hayosher. Ki machishe haTorah ein lahem hayosher. First and foremost, those who are deniers of the Torah are denying truth. They're denying reality. Va'afim yodim kol ha'chachmos, and even if they have tremendous wisdom, and again, we spoke about this when we went through this Shisha Sidre Mishnah, explaining them as a hierarchy of understanding of levels of reality, right? The highest level is Taros, is Dveikus Vashem. Hare hizbar ki af shamayim lo zochu be'enav, it's a pasuk in Eov, that even the heavens are not perfect in the eyes of Hashem. Uva malachim yasim tahala. And even the angels, even Hashem's malachim, yasim tahala, are subject to rebuke, are subject to inspection and reproach. Ve'ein zeh hasagas hayosher. Because by definition, you could be a very lofty created being, but the fact that you're a created being means you're imperfect. And if it means if you're imperfect, that eventually you're going to stray from the path ever so slightly over the course of time. It does not lead you directly to Hashem. Ki ha-yosher hu ha-saga b'prat, sh'roi shal yedei zeh haya ha-chibor b'Hashem yisparach. Again, this is the theme that we've seen in these latter prakim. It's all about what attaches me to Hashem. And therefore, only that which is truly yosher, in that it gives me access to Dveikus Bashem, Chibur Bashem, through the understanding of its details. That is the only thing that, That's the only thing that, lost our page, hold on 1 second. That's the only thing that that has this level of absolute perfection. Vilakach, And therefore, kol davar shemesig b'zeh, masig b'zeh, anyone who understands this, and any understanding of this, hein gadol, hein katon, hu hayosher ha'amiti, anything that expresses this, meaning anything that is Torah, it doesn't matter, like I said, if you're dealing with Maisa Merkava, you're dealing with Kabbalistic images of the prophets, or whether you're dealing with, again, ashur shenaga chasapara. It's by definition, it's connected, it's a direct connection to the ultimate truth of Torah. And therefore, when you study it, you're attaching yourself to Hashem, period. This is not true for any other wisdom at all. The context of that point I made earlier from Rav Chaim Brisker, that Torah is like no other book in the world, he says it in the context of the Haggadah. Because in the Haggadah we say, Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, Baruch Shanasan Torah La'am Yisrael, thank you Hashem for giving us the Torah. And then what's the next line? Keneged arba banim dibra Torah. You have a chacham, you have a rasha, you have a tam, you have a she'eno yodei lishol. So the Maharal asked, our Maharal asked in his Haggadah Shel Pesach, what's the connection between Baruch HaMakom, thanks God for Torah, and there are four sons? And Rav Chaim Brisker is quoted as saying, because that is the beauty of Torah. Whether you're a chacham or you're a rasha, you're a tam, you're a she'eno yodei lishol, wherever you are in your understanding of Torah, the Torah can give you a path directly to Hashem. And there's no other wisdom that has that. Lo b'yadiyas shara chachma. It's not true by any other wisdom. Kamo sheramzu b'zeh, like the Gemara alludes to this at the end of Maseches Nida, kol sheshona halachos muvtach shehu ben olam haba. V'kamo sheperashnu lamala. As I'll explain, as I alluded to earlier, and I'll explain it more later on, anyone who studies halacha, what is halacha? What's he referring to when he says, I spoke about this previously. Kamo shepirashnu lamala. Do you remember when the Maharal told us what the word Torah means? What is Torah? Torah is a horah. It's a teaching. What does it teach us? It teaches us practically how to connect to Hashem. It's not abstract. It's not theoretical. If you study these ideas, right, the Torah will be morad derech, the derech etz chaim, that leads us back to Hashem. So kol ashona halachos b'chol yom muftach shuben olam haba. If you study halacha every day, if you're studying how do I walk the path that God wants me to walk, so then you're guaranteed to end up in the right place at the end. Lakach haTorah v'hamitzvos al yadam roi sheyiknu olam haba. So therefore, of course, in response to the philosophers, The ticket to Olam Haba is not abstract wisdom, is not philosophical inquiry and ideas. It's what system of values and ideas lead me to Hashem. V'lo zulazeh, and nothing besides this. Nosaf al advarim shepirashtu lemal. V'ein chilek bein sha'ayin hu bedavar gadol hu bedavar katon. Maral emphasizes it again. It doesn't matter whether you're studying a davar gadol or you're studying a davar katon. By the way, the Gemara in Sukkah says on Daf Chav Ches, davar gadol, ma'isa merkava. Right? The Kabbalistic image of the chariot. Davar katon, a typical fight in the Beis Medrash, what the Gemara calls havayos de abaya varava. Right? The conversations, the back and forth, the shaklavitarya of abaya and rava fighting over some detail in Choshen Mishpat. But it doesn't really matter what you're exploring, what you're studying, because every bit of it is so perfect that it leads you to Hashem. Rak davar zeh hu chashivas u'mailas hasaga. Kasher osek b'gzeiras Hashem yisbarach al bruav. When you study the decrees that Hashem has decreed for His created beings, in other words, for the world, sheyesh b'amayosher, that they have this perfection, and therefore they lead you to where you need to be. V'zeu tachlis hamayla ha'alyona, v'roi she'ashevach ha'gadol alza. And this is the purpose. This is the highest level of achievement. Again, it might seem to a philosopher like you're busying yourself with lowly things. Again, I always come back to that Gemara at the beginning of Brachos, when David HaMelech says all the other kings of the world are involved in all sorts of, you know, highfalutin conversations, and I'm sitting here paskining on a woman's nida shaila. I'm paskining on a stillborn baby. What are the ramifications for the tumah and tahara of the child, of the woman, of the husband, of the family, right? And David HaMelech says, my hands are literally dirty, or dirty with blood. But David HaMelech knows that what he's doing is more important, and is more real, and is more holy, even though on a superficial level it seems almost repulsive, right? His hands are filthy with blood, he says. But David says, halo chosed ani, but I'm a pious individual. I'm not a theoretical philosopher in an ivory tower. I'm a person who's applying Torah to real life. And that's the highest honor of all, says the Maharal. The Imkain, so now, let's respond to the philosophers direct. Imkain. And therefore, Mahu hatmiya alze lomar, sha'atzlacha niknis la'adam al-yidea Torah. What's the question at this point? What was even the question that we raised at the beginning of this parak and in some of the earlier prakim? It's not even a question that success in the afterlife and all achievement is acquired through Torah. Because of the perfection of Torah. It's obvious to us at this point. The only way to get to the God who is true and the God who walks the straight path is to find something that points me on the straight path. And there's only one thing that points me on the straight path. It's Torah. Like we emphasized earlier, if you remember, that again, that something yashar doesn't deviate, doesn't distance itself, right? Something that lacks yashar will eventually deviate, will eventually will stray far, but something that's yashar stays the path. Aval shar hadvarim bipnei shehim mechusarim hayosher, but all other things, because they lack this quality of wholesomeness and perfection, yesh behem yitzia v'richuk. Eventually they deviate and they stray far. V'davar zeh mevuar biyoser. And nothing, again, of its own can have this degree of perfection, because then you'd be God. Then the thing would be God. Then the thing would be too close to Hashem. A created being, by definition, has chesronos, has lackings, has imperfections. So it's impossible to have such a degree of perfection by something that exists independent from Hashem. Im kein ha'asaga bo ein b'zeh ha'asaga sayosher, chutz min ha'torah shi'ayosher. So again, the Maharal is making his point very, very clearly. Torah Hashem tamima. There's only one thing that gets you directly to Hashem that achieves this dveikus. If dveikus ha'Hashem is the ultimate goal, the ultimate perfection, the only way to get there is through Torah. Harei lecha inyan ha'torah, sh'roi sh'tiya ha'atzlacha al yedei ha'torah dafka, v'lo bezulaza. This is the path to success. Hein b'torah shem ayosher, clothing for shadness. All of those things are dveikas b'Hashem. Or through the study of Torah, the understanding of Torah. And it's only through Torah and mitzvot that one comes to cling to Hashem directly. Now, this is Adkan, the emphasis on Yosher. Now the Maharal goes back to another word that we haven't seen in a while. Again, a little bit of a refresher course, but it goes alongside with this you know, concept of Yosher. And it answers, again, the question of the philosophers. The Yosher answer is saying, the Torah is the most perfect system. The more you study it, the more you'll see how perfect it is. I think that's true. For a guy who doesn't even know that much, I think that's true. The more you study the Torah, you hit certain roadblocks, and you say, I don't get how this works, I don't see how this fits, how is this Ratzon Hashem, how does this fit with that? Whether it's understanding a Torah value, or whether it's just saying, how does this Maimer Chazal fit with that Maimer Chazal, which is basically every Tosfos and Shas, right? The more you study it, the more you start to see how it's all one big puzzle and it all comes together. That's the perfection of Torah. That's the Yosher of Torah. That's Torah Sashem Tamima. But then the Maharal goes back to his original response to the philosophers, which is, it's not even a question, because who asked you to think about it? Who asked you to think about it? Do you believe that there's a God? If you believe there's a God, do you believe the Torah is real? If you believe the Torah is real, then Gezeras HaMelech, that's beginning, middle, and end. The king has decreed. Who asked you to analyze it? Right before this year, I was giving a shiur to some of the guys in YU. We're learning some beautiful ideas from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. And the Baal Shem Tov emphasized this point. It's about Ratzon Hashem. It's not about you. And therefore, if you do Ratzon Hashem, forget the fact that it's a perfect system. You don't have to analyze if it's a perfect system or not a perfect system. The king of all kings has decreed, this is what you're supposed to do. And therefore, do it. And do it proudly. And be confident that it's going to lead to what? To good results. Again, like the Maharal, if you remember back in, I think, the sixth parak, the Maharal went back and forth on this. Right? It's not about the reward, but then he whispered to us every time, but don't worry, the reward's going to be there and it's going to be great. But just do it because the king said so. Okay, so let's do one more paragraph tonight. Ha'ini and Hasheni. Asher Yoser Roy Shetia Atzlacha al Yedei Torah, Mima Shetia Atzlacha al Yedei, Mima Shetia Bzulasa, right? That which the great success comes through Torah as opposed to anything else. Kasher Noda Ki Mailas HaSaga Lefi Mailas HaNosei. If you remember, the Maharal says, we spoke earlier about the ability to assess the quality of something in accordance with the greatness of that inyan, whatever that topic is. In other words, he's going to explain again. If you become the greatest cobbler, you become the greatest shoemaker that ever was. That's great. But being a shoemaker already is not the most lofty profession in the world. So you might be the greatest of your trade, and I'm certainly not knocking it, right? But you're not a brain surgeon, right? So maybe you know, a lesser capable brain surgeon is much more, you know, higher up in terms of his rank than the greatest shoemaker. Right? The topic that you could be the greatest analyst of you know, on ESPN, whatever, but like you're Indian in sports. So like, you know, the world might think that's very chashiv from Hashem's perspective. You're involved in child's games. You're involved in silliness. So you might be a big expert in it. And that's great. That might make you feel good. But the topic that you're exploring, that you're dedicating your life to, is not so valuable. So therefore, you know, you could be the greatest. You could be the biggest expert in it, right? You could be the greatest athlete. But, you know, hitting three-pointers is not the tachlis of creation. So therefore, all right. So Basar Vadam, humans will be tricked into paying you millions of dollars. But the Maharal says, I'm not so impressed by you. V'chein imhu lamud chachma ubina b'inyin ha'yesodos v'agilgalim. So now the Maharal ups the ante. You're not a shoemaker. You're not a ESPN analyst. You're not a star athlete. Those are my examples, not the Maharal's. You're a big philosopher. You study the heavenly rotations. You study astrology and astronomy, and you know how things work on higher realms. Ein hanose mitzar atzmo nechshov. Ein hanose mitzar atzmo nechshov. The study itself is still not that significant. Because you're studying, okay, so listen, studying the sun, studying the moon, those are massively wondrous creations of Hashem, so much so that people worship them, but Lamaisa, it's a created being. It's a chaser. It's lacking perfection. So you're studying something by definition which is imperfect. Ulefichach, kasher kona hayedia be'elu dvarim, she'ein ma'alasam ba'atzam kol kach. So when you master the study of something which itself is an imperfect study, an imperfect topic, so it can only take you so far. This can be the heights of man's success, because the topic you have chosen to dedicate your life to is by definition lacking. But the Torah, which is the study of Hashem's ways, vigzeirosav, you're not just analyzing the U.S. Constitution, which is a pretty brilliant document, but what you're analyzing is in fact what? The Gzeiras HaMelech, Melech Malchei HaMelech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asher Gozer HaShem Yisbach. You're studying, you're analyzing, you're living the decrees of the King of all Kings. So then by definition, you're not studying Shor and Bor and Mava and Hever. Al Yachshov Kasher Kona Yediya Ba'arba Avos Nezikin. When you acquire Bava Kama, what are you acquiring? So you could say, I acquired Bava Kama, made a Kinyan on Bava Kama. But you're not really expressing properly what you acquired. What you acquired is God's mind. You acquired Hashem's way of thinking. You acquired Hashem's way of living. You're not acquiring the Arba Avos Nezikin, Shukona Yediya B'Shor U'Bor. You didn't just learn about oxen and pits. Or Shukona Yediya B'Inyan Ha'Odom V'Hanagosu Bavad. You didn't just learn how to make a functioning society. That's not what Bava Kama is. That you should be bothered by the question, it'd be better to understand the heavenly spheres. If you're asking that question, then you don't understand what you acquired when you learned Bava Kama. That would only be true if you're studying how society functions. If you're studying, civil law. Then you could ask such a question. But if you understand, and with this I conclude, and we'll stop here for tonight. But if you understand if you understand you're studying the decrees, the immutable truths of Hashem, if you understand that, and you accept that as a responsibility, it's not subject to your choice or analysis, it's reality. If you accept that responsibility, Kamoshi he called a Torah Kula, which is what the entire Torah is, a Gezeira va'ol ala Adam, a heavenly decree and a responsibility that we carry. Lakach asher yikne Adam ayedia behezek dalat avos nezikin. So then, if you acquire knowledge of the arba avos nezikin, v'kayotzei bo mishpatei Torah, when you master the tort law of choshen mishpat, you didn't just pass the bar exam. You have now what? You have now achieved a knowledge of the thinking, again, the perfect thinking, the gzeros, the absolute immutable decrees of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His name should be blessed. You're not living in a way that is just from a human perspective, but you're living in a way that's what? That's absolute from a God perspective. And therefore the question falls away. Right? The question of what did you accomplish by studying an ox pit? You didn't study an ox or pit, you studied God. And there's nothing higher than that, than attaching one's mind to the mind of Hashem. Okay, we'll stop here for tonight. Any questions?